An interview with Frida Barkin Hennick. Good afternoon. My name is Julie Suarez, and I'm here speaking with an amazingly vivacious woman named Frida Barkin Hennick. Good afternoon, Ms. Hennick, and thank you for speaking with me today.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Suarez. I'm happy to share this time with you.
First, if you don't mind, I would like you to tell our listeners a bit about yourself.
I'd be delighted. Well, as you said, my name is Frida Barkin Hennick. I was born in Kowel, Poland on September 27th in the glorious year of 1904, and I'm the youngest of 8 children born to my parents.
When did you move to the United States?
My family immigrated to the United States in 1910, when I was only 6.
What would you say your childhood was like?
I had a very, what one would consider normal childhood. I enjoyed time with my family, excelled in education. I was very fond of the piano and was quite good at it as well. My parents had actually wanted me to become a pianist, but I wasn't sure that was what I wanted. I enjoyed playing, but had my heart set on pursuing a degree in law.
Wow, that is an amazingly bold choice for a woman in the early 1900s. During that time, the woman played the role of mother, caregiver, and homemaker. How did your parents respond when you told them of these aspirations?
Well, my parents were not happy. No, not happy at all. When I told them of my plans, that I wanted to go to law school and not follow their dreams of being a pianist, they told me that they would not offer me any help at all, and I wanted to go to law school, that I would need to do it all on my own.
Wow, so what did you do?
I worked hard and paid for my schooling myself, and at the age of 22, I became the youngest woman working as a lawyer in New York City.
All of that hard work sure paid off for you. Not only did you become a female lawyer in a majority male-dominated field, you made yourself known. What prompted you to make a career change from lawyer to the Federal Communications Commission?
That's a good question. I was honestly approached by President Harry S. Truman himself to come work for the FCC in 1948 and honored with the position of FCC Commissioner as well.
Once assigned to the Commissioner of the FCC, what was your vision of television?
Television was in its early stages, and where I saw a lack of programming was in education. Our country had this awesome resource, the television, a way to reach large numbers of people, and how better to share the information, to educate, than to have channels completely dedicated to educational programming. Television had, and still has, I believe, the power to serve the public as an important educational tool.
You truly were the first spokeswoman for the start of the educational television movement. Was it an easy task, securing the reservation of channels for non-commercial television stations?
Oh, no. One would have thought that everyone would see the value and opportunity of having a dedicated public education through television. But people fought against me. They wanted advertising, comedy, singing and dancing. It was quite a challenge. But I believe that television channels represent one of America's most valuable resources, and I did what I had to do.
How did you do it? Did anyone support your ideas?
Yes, I did have support for my vision. I appeared on radio and television programs to discuss an important issue of using television for educational purposes, and listeners and readers responded with a flood of letters supporting my position, and educators formed a joint committee on education television and prepared to testify at FCC hearings for our cause. People did join to help my cause.
It must have been quite an experience for you when you got to see your aspirations achieved when you attended the inauguration of the first educational TV station, KUHT, Houston, Texas, in 1953.
Yes, it was a tough journey, but that moment was a testament to my success, and I was proud to start the educational television movement.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, Frida. You truly are an inspirational woman who overcame adversity in a male-dominated world with grace and opened our country's eyes to the value of television as a learning tool, an idea that will carry on for us for many years to come.
Thank you for having me as your guest.